AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A spokesman for Donald Trump says the Republican presidential candidate is looking forward to tonight's debate. The GOP frontrunner will take the stage, even though it will be on the Fox News channel, a network he boycotted the last time. Fox's debate prep got a little easier with Ben Carson announcing that he is effectively suspending his campaign and not attending. Well, Trump's recent success in the presidential campaign is putting Republican Party leaders in a tough spot, as we hear from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Political scientist David Anderson says the leadership's likely terrified by the thought of a Trump nomination.
I think we are getting very close to panic mode.
Anderson says there's no good option. Denouncing Trump would alienate voters who've already backed him.
That's political suicide.
Endorsing him would not be any better.
It is likely that independents are going to go to the polls and they're going to vote for the Democratic nominee.
Leading Republicans are increasingly talking about a contested nominating convention as the only way of stopping Trump. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Obama is visiting Milwaukee as the sixth anniversary of the Affordable Care Act approaches. He'll be congratulating local leaders for winning a national enrollment contest. Astronaut Scott Kelly has been reunited with his family, including twin brother Mark Kelly, in Houston. He arrived early this morning, the final leg of his return trip from 1 year on the International Space Station.
This mission is the latest achievement in our country's space program, but it's not the last. There will be more. It's in our DNA of our country to explore, and we must never stop doing this. We must lead, we must learn, and we must discover.
A group of migrants at Greece's border with Macedonia has blocked a rail line, lying down on the tracks to protest Macedonia's refusal to let them continue their route toward Western Europe. This is AP Radio News. A white Montgomery, Alabama police officer is charged with murder in the fatal shooting last week of a black resident. The attorney representing Officer Aaron Smith says shooting victim Gregory Gunn chose to use deadly force.
That was Mr. Gunn's decision.
But a neighbor says Gunn wasn't armed when Smith opened fire. Police say an investigation continues. The San Antonio Spurs beat Detroit 97-81 to become the second NBA team to clinch a playoff berth. Kawhi Leonard scored 27 points. LaMarcus Aldridge had 23. Spurs coach Greg Popovich says those two came up big.
Well, it's not the first time. But, you know, Kawhi, he and LaMarcus were, really offensive juggernauts for us. They did a great job.
Baseball card experts in Southern California have verified the legitimacy of seven identical Ty Cobb cards printed between 1909 and 1911. A family found the cards in their late grandfather's house. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.